Good morning. We continue with our study of Nach Yomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Moria Rav Hillel Ben Meir Yechiel Mechel Arayni Kaparas Meshkavo and the late great Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha learning the shul this week. Sponsored Lili Nishmas the late great Mrs. Shelley Feit Alea Shalom. We're in the second parak of Yonah, and Yonah is now in the belly of the beast. Vayiman Hashem Dag Gadol Uvloas Yonah. Hashem said, summoned a very large fish, a dag, the male gender, in this situation. Now, we're going to see in a moment that Yonah is going to be bimei hadaga, in the female fish. And so Chachazal tells us that Yonah was initially swallowed by a large male fish where a human being can fit, but because he didn't daven there, Hashem made him get spat back into the water and subsequently swallowed by a smaller fish who was filled with a lot of eggs. Yonah was in these very cramped quarters, which motivated him to daven, which of course induced Hashem to save him in this situation. Why did Yonah not daven? So the Alsh explains that he didn't daven in the larger fish because he thought that Hashem only kept him alive to teach me you can't run away from Hashem. And he considered that a fitting punishment. But when Hashem perceived that Yonah realized the gravity of his Avera, he pushed him to spit him out and into the small fish, that all was forgiven. Now he just needed to daven. And he was there in that process. So the attack says, how are you supposed to live within a fish? He had no oxygen. And so the answer is, says the Abarbanel and the Malbim, Hashem joined him to the fish with the same way that an embryo is joined through the umbilical cord. And so therefore he was able to go ahead and proceed. And why was he there for 3 days and three nights? Yosef also put his brothers into a situation for 3 days. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't leave, says the Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis, that Hashem doesn't leave the tzaddikim to suffer for more than 3 days. And so we see that in that situation with Yosef, with Yonah, we see it with Mordechai, and we see it with David HaMelech as well. So he's there for 3 days and three nights. And so he begins. While he's inside the belly of the fish, he damens to Hashem, and he says to Hashem as follows. And by Yomer, he says, Karasi mitzara li el Hashem bayaneni. I called out from my pain, right, and my misery, and to Hashem, and you answered me. Mibetan shol shevati shamata koli. I'm in the belly of the beast, from the beten of Sheol, and you heard my voice. You literally answered me in this situation. Yonah is speaking in the past tense in this tefillah, even though it still hasn't happened, but he's so convinced that the great miracles were there so far, he knew something was going to happen that would be positive. You cast me into the deep waters, into the mighty seas, and the river engulfed me. And what is his point over here? Yonah stayed in the water for quite some time before the fish swallowed him. Hashem kept him alive through the terrible suffering so that his sins would be atoned. Right? And Komish Barecha Begalecha Layavaru. He said, all the breakers and the waves swept over me. V'ani amarti and nigrashti minegad einecha. I said, I was driven away from your sight. I thought I wasn't going to be guided by Hashgacha Pratis in that situation. But I'm going to gaze on your sanctuary again. I'm going to have that opportunity again. I will let you know that the water surrounded me. I almost died. The deep engulfed me. Seaweed wrapped around my head. Right? So, Suf Chavush L'Roshi. The Kitzvei Harim Yaradati says, I went down to the water, I sank to the bottom of the underwater mountains. The deep engulfed me. I sank to the bottom of the underwater mountains. The earth closed its bolts on me forever. But you lifted me up, my life from the pit. In other words, here I am, and I'm in this bottomless end. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm feeling so low, right? Lack of knowledge of where things are going to happen, and you pick me up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. you pick me up. And of course, it hasn't even happened yet, but yet Yonah speaks of it with the awareness and this as if it happened already. When my soul became faint, right, from suffering, when I was ready to throw in the towel, I was about to die, says the Malbim, I remembered Hashem. Yonah said that he sinned in this moment, and he remembers Hashem's to daven to Hashem. And what happened? Vatavoy lechat filasi al heichal kadshecha, and I realized that my tefillah came to your heichal, to the Beis Hamikdash, according to the Malbim, or even just up to Shamayim. Mishamrim havlech shav chazdam yazovu. The worshippers of folly, the nations of the world, they go to avodah zara, and they turn away from Hashem, even though He takes care of them, or the ship's passengers and the crew. They chazdam yazovu. In this situation, they'll abandon their faith. But ani and va'ani bekol todais bechalach. Asher nadati ashalema. Some people make promises until Hakadosh Baruch Hu answers the tefillah, but I'm going to offer a lot of thanksgiving out loud. And when I make a neder, asher nadati ashalema. When I make a neder, I'll pay it off. Yeshuas Allah Hashem, and I will make sure that the sacrifices. I will honor the vows that I made for Hashem's salvation in this situation. In other words, after I am going to honor my neder to go to Nineveh, I'm also going to redeem the Jewish people from their suffering in this situation. So after this type of tefillah, Hashem calls out to the fish, and the fish spits Yonah out onto dry land. According to the Alshich citing a Medrash, this is a distance of 965 parsa, or about 2,400 miles in that situation. And that is the, that says the Malbim, 965 is Tav Kuf Samachay, which is the same gematria of the Hebrew letters beginning with the last word of the last Pasuk, Hashem's name. And then, Vayomer Hashem Ladag Vayakeyes Yonah. And so this, my dear friends, is the way that Yonah's short tefillah gets him back on track. And sometimes in our lives, especially from a character like Yonah, who seems to get so sidetracked and seems to get ready to throw in the towel so much and so fast, yeah, Yonah gives us a chance to think about how we want to be able to go back and rethink what we're doing and how we're doing it, and realize that no matter how far away we think we are, there's no end to the opportunity and no distance that cannot be overcome when one realizes that one is traveling with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.